You turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 7. I'd like to share a few prayer requests up front. In the will of the Lord, I leave tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And I'm heading to Chicago. I'll be there tomorrow and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. So I'd ask you to pray for my family. I'm going to visit my sister. I'm going to actually stay with my sister and my brother-in-law. And some years ago, my sister was interested in the things of the Lord. She's just too busy to read the Bible. Her name is Maria, and her husband, Tom. And my nephews and nieces, I'll hopefully get a chance to visit. And then my brother, George, just recently, about a month ago, had a heart attack. And so they put two stents in. He's 56 years old. And so I'm praying that I get a chance to visit with him and his wife, Nancy. So please pray for them and that opportunity. And if I have enough time, I might actually go to Dubuque, Iowa, and visit another brother who's has a real difficult case with leukemia. His cancer has mutated, and he's one of two people in the whole world right now. One person in India, and now him in Dubuque with this type of leukemia. So hopefully I get a chance to do that. And so please pray. And then on Monday, in the will of the Lord, I leave early to go to Spain, and I'll be gone for about a month. I get back on the 7th of May, Lord willing. I also have asked you to pray for this brother, Juan Carlos, for his and his wife, Karina, and their son, Israel. The rash has cleared up. And I ask you to pray. He was going to go see the doctor today, and if everything was okay, they would operate on Friday. So I can't tell you anything more there, but please pray for that as well. So those are a couple of prayer requests. And then in about a week and a half, I will be, Lord willing, in Germany and then in Hungary for two different conferences with the Emmaus work. And there's going to be people in Germany from all over the world who are kind of overseeing the work in their different part of the vineyard. So we'd ask you to pray for that. And then in Hungary, it'll be just the European people just seeing how the Lord can use the Emmaus work in Europe. So please pray for that. And then, well, there's another thing too. So, I know I had three things there, and I was missing one. Actually, yesterday was Celso's birthday, and so we had a chance to have a little birthday party for him. He is interested, and he's very open. And please pray for him. The Lord's working in his life, and he's asking questions. And so Roberto and Elizabeth are doing some follow-up with him. And so Anne, his wife, is just coming right along. He's just really enjoying the things of the Lord and wanting to be around people who know the Lord more and more. So that's been a real joy. So please pray for them. So those are the prayer requests I had there. Okay. All right, thanks. Okay, Matthew chapter 7. We'll start in verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there, or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Just meditating recently on prayer, and since this is a prayer meeting, I thought I'd share this thought that has been kind of rolling around in my head. What is your view of God? Would you think that God would give you a stone if you asked him for bread? And if you asked him for fish, would he give you a serpent? See, that's what he's saying here, isn't he? The viewpoint I have of the God whom I approach makes all the difference in the world for how I ask, for how I seek, and for how I knock. And yet, many times, we have a poor viewpoint of God. Our viewpoint of God is that he's not going to give me the bread that I need, that he's not going to give me the fish that I need. He's going to give me that stone, and he's going to give me that serpent. We wouldn't say that. I mean, outright, we wouldn't say that. But the fact of the matter is, because we don't ask, we don't ask with that trust, what are we saying to God? God, you're really not going to provide. I know it. You're not going to provide. I've been asking you this, and I'm just not going to pray anymore because you're just not going to fulfill it. And I thought to myself, you know, if the Lord's saying here in verse 12, basically, how would you want it done to you? Okay? Isn't that the case? Lord, you know, I'm going to be traveling tomorrow, Lord. I don't want to be in an accident, either on the way to the airport or in the airplane or when they pick me up. Right? And if you're traveling, I'd ask the same thing for you. Right? That you would get to your destination. And if you're going to go visit some of your relatives who don't know the Lord, I would ask the same thing that I would ask for me, right? Lord, give them the words to speak. Help them to be calm. Help them to be bold. Help them, you know, and just all these different things that I would want for me, I would also want for you. And yet, oftentimes, you know, children don't always ask their parents for the things that they really want. Why? Because Dad might come down real hard on me. And my kids can tell you that they've had to go through some similar instances where I have not been the nicest father in the world. I've had to adjust. And isn't it true that the image I, as a father here on earth, give to my kids, sometimes, many times we relate that back to our Heavenly Father. And I've been sometimes a poor example. And my kids have, I can't ask Dad. He's all angry today. Boy, he's angry. Don't ask him today. Is God ever like that? Never. God never has a bad day, does he? But because I have a bad day, I think God has a bad day. And if I think I have a bad day and God has a bad day, I don't even ask God because, you know, he might really come down. Because if I ask him the wrong thing, he'll just throw me that lightning bolt. Bang! I mean, we don't say that, really. We don't say that with our words, but our actions many times do show that. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, my kids, I remember with my mother wouldn't let me go out and play basketball. I'd be tugging on her, Mom, can I go play basketball? Mom, can I go play basketball? Mom, I must ask her 100 times, 200 times. She said, get out of here. Go. And boy, that just gave me more confidence next time, man. I want to go play ball. Just keep giving it to her. But you know, God's not like that, is he? He's not going to say, get out of here. What does he want to know? How bad do you want it? Well, are you willing to persist in it? Are you really willing to have confidence and trust in him? Now jump over to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, again, some wonderful verses on prayer. James chapter 1 and verse 5. And again, here, the perspective is wisdom. And just recently, in the last couple of months, I'm really careful when I start praying that I ask God, first thing, God, guide me in my prayer. That I just don't throw up anything up to heaven. But that I want to be guided by you. Give me wisdom to know how to ask you. Not just for my needs, but for the needs of others. And here in verse 5 it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. If you lack wisdom, ask. And what does it say? God will give it to all men liberally. You know, God isn't just, you know, just gives you just the right amount, you know. Sometimes he does. But generally speaking, God gives you an overabundance. I love it when Christians get together to eat. There's always an abundance. Have you ever been in an outing with believers and there's been shortage of food? To this day, I've been a believer almost 30 years. I've yet to be in an outing with believers and have a shortage of food. There's always extra. I don't know why, but there's just always extra.
And when we trust God and we ask God for our daily sustenance, He gives us normally not just enough for us. He gives us extra so that we can share it with the people that are around us. I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful. I was given testimony yesterday at Blanche's funeral. You know, Blanche was just a super with our kids. She would give them Christmas cards and these kind of cards. And the kids would always ask, "Did she give us a gift this time?" You know? And sure enough, you'd open it up and, "Oh, wow, that's more than last year. Wait, that's great." You know, if we look at people that way and their generosity, should we not look at God even more? God gives liberally. And we also know the verse, when He doesn't give it to you, it's probably because you don't need it. Because it's probably going to do you some harm. Right? That's at least how I understand it, when He doesn't give it to me. Or He tells me, wait for it, and I have to keep asking. And then He gives it to me in due season. Right? But what happens here in verse 7? It says, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of God, of the Lord." What happens when somebody is kind of wavering? Well, you know, maybe... what is he doing? He's doubting the trustworthiness of God, isn't he? Would you give something to someone who really doesn't trust you? Man, I'd have a second thought there. You know, I'm going to trust this person, but he's doubting my goodness. He's doubting my generosity. He's doubting my trust. You know, when we come to prayer, I'm finding more and more, what does the Lord want from us? First, that we seek His face, that we have a clean vessel as far as our life is concerned. And then we ask Him wisdom to know how to pray. And then as He guides us in prayer, we should go to the Lord in prayer in boldness. I think last month, I wasn't here. I wasn't here the first Wednesday of the month, but I heard Michael was up here and he was talking about praying for somebody to get saved in the month of March. Well, you know, now how can you ask that one, you know? But brethren, the Lord did answer, didn't He? I believe Lisa's an answer to that. Okay? You know, we've seen the Solomon kids in Sunday school now. They're on the way. They're on the way. And the parents made it to the parking lot. We got to pray that they come inside. And that we can go visit them and that they get saved. And before you know it, we got all sorts of work and all sorts of problems. Because people who get saved have all sorts of problems. But man, it's so great. Bring them on. Bring them on. Bring them on. Okay? But we ask God for wisdom to know how to reach people. We ask God wisdom to know how to raise our kids. We ask God wisdom to know how to deal with our spouses. We ask God wisdom for all these different things. Do you really believe God answers? I do. I do. I don't always do it every day. But I'm asking God to work in me that confidence level so that as I approach that throne, I can say, Lord, with boldness, Lord, answer prayer here because we need to see this. And you know what? It's great when the answers come, isn't it? I think it's wonderful. When God answers prayer, you say, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. Yes, 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 God can do it. And you jump up for joy. So, let's go to the throne of grace with boldness tonight. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank You that we can ask, that we can seek, that we can knock, and we know that we have a God who is good and generous and trustworthy. And Father, thank You that You do hear us, that You care about us more than we even care about ourselves. And Father, we thank You that we can ask You for wisdom, to know even how to pray, to know how to seek Your face. So, Father, we pray for this prayer meeting. Oh, dear God, that as we pray, Lord, as we enter in to the throne room of grace, as we enter into heaven and intercede, that, oh, Lord, You would hear our prayers and that many lives would be changed, transformed, because we interceded today with our God and with our Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.